was the leader of the Mayavadi Sampradaya in the capital of Mayavad, Kashi. He had 88,000 sannyasi disciples. As explained in this very, very wonderful drama, the teachings of Sripad Shankaracharya and the Mayavadi philosophers are a covered form of the voidist or Buddhist theology or philosophy that there is no duality, that everything except the undifferentiated, impersonal, formless absolute is an illusion. Even the conception of existence and non-existence is an illusion. That form, personality, qualities, anything that indicates variegatedness is an illusion. There is a concept that they teach that there is a cause and there is an effect. When we understand the illusion of all the effects or dualities within this existence, then there is no longer any meaning to the cause. And therefore, we realize that even the cause is an illusion. And ultimately, beyond even the cause of all causes, is the undifferentiated void, which Shankaracharya named Brahman. And when that undifferentiated, impersonal Brahman accepts the qualities of the mode of goodness, which is part of an illusion within this world, he is temporarily understood to be an avatar, like Narayan, or Krishna, or Ram. And that temporary manifestation of Brahman teaches the process to those who are in illusion that their individuality, that conception, is the root cause of all suffering. And that ultimately, by realizing Advaitavad, what is beyond duality, we realize there is no Jivatma. The Jivatma is an illusion. That we enter into the highest consciousness of Brahman. In that state, we become beyond and greater than all the avatars. We become one with the source of all the avatars. We become God, Brahman. And what is the function of being Brahman? There is no function. It is simply void, nothingness. Shankaracharya called this void Brahman and explained that it is the source of spiritual bliss. That spiritual bliss indicates that there is no more suffering due to material attachment. But it is not bliss at all. Just like when you are suffering terribly due to anxiety or physical pain and you fall asleep, that sleeping is like bliss. People take sleeping pills to forget their miseries. They never want to wake up again sometimes. Even people commit suicide just to blank their minds out of all the problems in this world, thinking that suicide will be blissful. In the same way, the teachings of the Mayavadi philosophy are directing people toward spiritual suicide. But the Vedic scriptures, including the Vedanta Sutra and a natural commentary of its author, Vedavyas, have taught us that the absolute truth is sentient. The absolute truth is not just a neutral state, a void, but the absolute truth is him from whom everything emanates. All the variegatedness in this material existence are all emanating from him because he is the supreme reservoir of spiritual variegatedness. And beyond this material realm, that spiritual variegatedness is what creates ras, or unlimited ways by which the Lord, with his eternal servants, his parts and parcels, enjoy real, unlimited spiritual bliss eternally. And that is the path that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed to the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the Mayavad philosophy, not because he was sectarian, but because he loved Krishna in the role of a devotee. He declared that the Mayavad philosophy cuts the body of Krishna to pieces. It is trying to assassinate the form of God, and therefore no devotee could possibly tolerate hearing it. It creates too much pain to his heart. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never hear from the Mayavadi. In fact, this philosophy spoils all tendencies for devotion to the Lord. And therefore, the Lord said that whoever submissively hears, his spiritual propensities will be doomed. Lord Chaitanya, with great humility, but with great force, he utterly exposed the illusion of the Mayavad philosophy. That this material existence is real because everything emanating from the absolute truth is real. And the absolute truth has diversified energies, primarily the spiritual energy, where the Lord is engaging in loving pastimes in the Vaikuntha planets with his devotees forever. And the material energy is eternal and it is real. But the particular transformations of the elements of material energy have temporary appearances. And there is the marginal energy, the living entities who are eternally part and parcel of Krishna, who are the eternal servants of Krishna, who are given eternal free will by which they can choose to either come under the subordination of Maya Devi. And thus, under the misconception of material dualities, they suffer birth after birth after birth. But when the Lord descends into this world, through his wonderful pastimes and his pure teachings, he gives all the living beings the opportunity to surrender to him by always thinking of him and by serving him with devotion. And by realizing that we are his eternal servant and purifying our heart through following those great souls in the sampradaya of the Lord who is revealing his mercy, we can reawaken our original, eternal, spiritual consciousness. Prema Pumartha Mahan. A devotee will never accept mukti. Not the Mayavadi's conception of mukti. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the greatest of the Mayavadi philosophers in Jagannath Puri, who aspired for mukti every second of his life, when he heard the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the idea of impersonal mukti was repulsive. He could not tolerate even hearing or speaking the word. He wanted only to hear the glories of bhakti. Bhakti is the eternal nature of our souls. It is not a temporary process to achieve something higher. Srila Prabhupada taught that the ends are the means. By practicing the process of bhakti according to regulative principles, gradually we become purified and we enter into the realm of pure unalloyed bhakti, ecstatic love, the eternal constitutional nature of our existence. What will we get from chanting Hare Krishna? The Mayavadis will say, by chanting Hare Krishna, you transcend that temporary manifestation of God's name and ultimately you achieve Brahman, impersonal mukti. But Krishna's name is none different than Krishna. This idea breaks the heart of a Vaishnava. It is an insult, an assault to the name of Krishna, which is the very body and form of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada completely dismissed and defeated this illogical, irrational concoction of a philosophy called Mayavad. What do we get from chanting Hare Krishna? We will eternally, in ecstatic love, in the spiritual world, please the Supreme Lord, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very strongly established eternal servitude to the Lord as the only true goal of life. He taught us yukta vairagya, how to utilize the things of this world in the service of the Lord. The illusion of maya is when we think something is what it is not. The Mayavadis say it is not. The Vaishnavas say, it is, but what you think it is not. This is the property of Krishna. This is meant to be used in the service of Krishna. That is eternal. all the ingredients of material nature are eternally the energy of the Lord, meant to be offered in devotion for the pleasure of the Lord. That is truth. That is reality. But to dismiss God's energy as an illusion is to deprive our very souls the opportunity for devotional service. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and the other great acharyas in this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they saw that it is this Mayavadi misconception that is so much misleading the people in this Kali Yuga, and it must be destroyed. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati very, very strongly exclaimed that to show mercy to the suffering souls in this age of Kali, we must be utterly merciless to the Mayavad philosophy. It is a disease. It strips away our propensity for love. Srila Prabhupada, even in the very earliest days in 1966, when he was preaching in New York City, he was very strongly preaching against the Mayavadi philosophy. And these young people who were coming to his temple, they asked him, "You're preaching all so strongly against Mayavadi. What is a Mayavadi? We never heard such a thing. Is it some sect in India?" Srila Prabhupada said, "You are all Mayavadis." Because this whole world is affected by this Mayavad philosophy. One of the purposes of the Mayavad philosophy is to create a philosophy, an understanding of life that is so illogical, so irrational, and makes everything spiritual and material so irrelevant that people will just take it to think that we can do anything. It doesn't matter. Everything is futile. In this way, in this age of Kali Yuga, Mayavad philosophy was meant to create a situation where people would be completely uncontrolled in their mind and senses and create terrible unwanted population. This is the result. Therefore, when Srila Prabhupada offered that beautiful poem to his Guru Maharaj on his Vyas Puja, there was one sloka that his Guru Maharaj considered completely captured the essence of his heart. "Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved." "Impersonal calamity, thou hast removed. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast removed." And when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati heard this, he became so pleased. He said this Abhay Charan has understood the secret, most intimate essence of my mission. And wherever Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would go, he would show his followers, his disciples, and tell all people this beautiful sloka that Srila Prabhupada had composed. Today we are very, very fortunate. We have two wonderful associates and servants of Srila Prabhupada with us. Let us welcome His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Yeah! Let us welcome His Grace Sri Keshav Bharati Prabhu. We'd like to request His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj to kindly speak for some time to us.
When I saw the Mayavadi sannyasis come into the temple room, I thought, yes, Lord Chaitanya is going to deliver them. So there is still hope for me. Around February 2nd, His Holiness Radhanath Swami and I traveled from Bombay to Calcutta, and then from Calcutta to Mayapur. And on the way, and in Mayapur, we read from Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Lord Chaitanya began the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, especially how he would send out the devotees or accompany the devotees for chanting and dancing in the streets of the town, and how he would send out his lieutenants, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, with the instruction to request people to chant the holy name of Krishna, to worship Lord Krishna, and to study the science of Lord Krishna. And in the evening, they would return to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tell him of their activities and their experiences. And I thought of Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada really continued the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he would send his disciples out in the streets to chant and dance. And in the evenings, they would also come back and report to him. And it was the same. It was the same. But when I saw the Mayavadi sannyasis, I realized that there was another aspect to Lord Chaitanya's mission, which is, as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has so nicely explained, was to defeat the Mayavadis, to destroy the philosophy of impersonalism and establish the conclusion of Krishna Bhakti. In 1970, Srila Prabhupada arrived in Bombay and spent some weeks here. One Hindu gentleman named Hari Krishna Das Agarwal was connected with Prem Kutir at Churchgate. And anyway, he invited Srila Prabhupada and the devotees to Amritsar for Vedant Sammelan. And Srila Prabhupada and the devotees went. When we got to the train station in Amritsar, a car came to receive Srila Prabhupada and drove him somewhere. And except for the fortunate souls who were in the same car with Srila Prabhupada, the rest of us were left on the platform. And eventually we ended up at the Vedanta Ashram. And there was a big audience waiting for Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada wasn't there. And the next most senior devotee was Guru Das Prabhu, but Guru Das Prabhu had gone with Srila Prabhupada in the car. So everyone was waiting, and Srila Prabhupada didn't come. So then they looked at me to say something. And somehow I did understand that they were Mayavadis. And I just got the idea to tell the story of Lord Chaitanya and Prakashananda Saraswati. And I think they liked it. Later on, Srila Prabhupada came, and the next day, of course, he was asked to speak, and he told the same story. So it's a very significant pastime of Lord Chaitanya's. Anyway, we didn't really understand exactly what was going on, but we noticed different signboards with slogans posted around the ashram, like Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasi. So one morning we sort of asked Srila Prabhupada, what is all this? And Srila Prabhupada explained that they are Mayavadis, and they have taken certain Vedic slogans and given them impersonal interpretations. So Tattvamasi, they think it means you are that, meaning you, each and every one of you, including me, is that Supreme Brahman. But actually it refers to Krishna and the different incarnations of Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita. And Aham Brahmasmi means I am spirit. But there's also the Supreme Spirit, Lord Krishna. But they think Aham Brahmasmi means I am the Supreme Spirit. In Indore, where we went a little later, Srila Prabhupada said, Aham Brahmasmi means I am spirit, but it doesn't mean I'm the Supreme Spirit. Just like you may say, I am Indian, but it doesn't mean I'm the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister is also Indian, and I'm also Indian, but she's the Supreme Indian. So it was a nice talk, and suddenly, it was in the early hours, we would go to Srila Prabhupada's room for Mangal Arati. He had his little deities, and we would sing the samsara prayers and chant japa with Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes there would be a little talk. So as Srila Prabhupada was explaining the situation, he said that they know that I disagree with their philosophy. But still they invited us because of our kirtan. They know that if I came with my foreign disciples, and they did kirtan, then so many people would come. And actually it happened. People were not so interested in hearing the Mayavadi sannyasis' word jugglery, but they were just waiting for Srila Prabhupada's disciples to chant and dance in ecstasy, and they were very anxious to join. So just then, Malati Mataji walked in the room with a plate of cut fruit that had been offered to Srila Prabhupada's deities. And she first offered the plate to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada picked up a little fruit, held it like this, and he said, they will go on speculating for millions of years and never come to any conclusion. But we will realize the absolute truth simply by eating. And he popped the Maha Prasad in his mouth. So, so many things could be said, but before I got Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I was also an impersonalist. I also had my own slogan in my own ashram, which was, "You are God." And just as Lord Chaitanya delivered Prakashananda Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada convinced me that actually the living entity is not God, and he can never become God, but he is the eternal servant of God. He said, if you want to become God, that means that now you are not God. And how can not God become God? He said, Krishna is God. He's always God. He doesn't have to become God by yoga or meditation. He's God when he's playing on the lap of Mother Yasoda. He's God when he's speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. God is God. He's always God. He doesn't have to become God. So Srila Prabhupada said that if you want to serve God and you take the seed of service to God and water it by chanting Hare Krishna and hearing, then God will provide all the sunshine and all the favorable conditions to make the seed grow. But if you want to become God, why should God help the competition?
Srila Prabhupada ki.
If you want to become God, you're only cheating yourself. God is in your heart. He's ready to help you. You can become godly, but you cannot become God. So what do you think? You want to become God or you want to serve God? Well, you are more pure than I was then. You want to serve God, but I had to admit that I wanted to become God. But then I said, but now I want to serve God. So I understood that Srila Prabhupada was my spiritual master, and I surrendered, offered obeisances. And then one of the devotees brought out a huge platter of Mahaprasad for Srila Prabhupada, a huge platter. And Srila Prabhupada looked at it and said, I am not God. I cannot eat all of this. And he took a little and he said, distribute. So one of the main points of the Sankirtan movement is to accept a little mercy, whatever we can contain, and distribute to others. So Lord Chaitanya came, he distributed so much mercy, and his followers, the Goswamis, took the mercy, and they also distributed, and their followers, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And now the same mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to us through parampara, through the predecessor acharyas and Srila Prabhupada. And we have only to take the mercy and distribute at the same time. And the more we distribute, the more we get. So I received a letter from one disciple in Mayapur saying that she had been spending time here before she went to Mayapur, and she was very reluctant to leave the association of Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj and you all, because she felt that being here with him and you all was the same as being in Navadvip, as good as being in Navadvip. But I'm seeing that it's, of course it's as good as being in Navadvip, but it's as good as being in Kashi, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, and all the holy places that Lord Chaitanya visited and manifested his pastimes. So I think I could spend my whole life in this unlimited transcendental realm, if you allow me. Hare Krishna.
Shri Giriraj Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Radha Gopinath ki
jai.
Nithai Gaura Chandra ki jai.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.